Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday demanded changes in Iran's behavior that include dropping its nuclear program, pulling back from regional conflicts and support for militant groups, and an end to its state sponsor of terrorism.
Iran continues to be, during the JCPOA, the world's largest sponsor of terror. It continues to serve as sanctuary for al-Qaeda, as it has done since 9/11, and remains unwilling to bring to justice senior al-Qaeda members residing in Tehran.
Pompeo warned of unprecedented financial pressures on the Iranian regime, but also held out an offer of a new day in relations if it changes course.
Once this is achieved, we're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran. And we're prepared to admit Iran to have advanced technology.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the remarks, insisting his government will continue its path with the support of the people. The European Union said the Pompeo speech does not demonstrate how walking away from the 2015 nuclear agreement makes the region safer from nuclear proliferation. The Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday began administering an experimental Ebola vaccine to medical staff in the northwest city of Bandaka. The World Health Organization is providing more than 7,500 doses to deal with an outbreak first detected in April that has claimed at least 26 lives. Bandaka is a city of 1 million, and a handful of cases has raised alarm the deadly virus could quickly spread. This is VOA News. Syrian forces have restored control over areas surrounding the capital of Damascus for the first time since the early days of the civil war in 2011. They forced the withdrawal of Islamic State fighters from the Hajar al-Aswad district and the adjacent Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. As is yet another victory for the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, Stephen Zunis, regional analyst from the University of San Francisco, said it is another step toward winning the conflict.
The question is, how many people will continue to die in the government's offensives, given that the Syrian regime has cared very little about making distinctions between militia fighters and civilians in the areas they control.
The Syrian high command vowed to continue the fight against terrorists in the country. Domestic and international reaction to the re-election of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been almost universally negative. Mr. Maduro took nearly 70% of the vote, although less than 50% of eligible voters cast ballots on Sunday. Jennifer McCoy is a Georgia State University political science professor.
Venezuela will become more isolated. It doesn't mean that these governments will cut off all ties with the government, but they will treat them more as a de facto government.
The U.S. on Monday announced new sanctions restricting the country's ability to liquidate state assets and debt in the U.S. aimed at choking off financing for the cash-strapped nation. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has applied for re-entry to the Commonwealth after being suspended in 2003 over its electoral process. He also invited the group of former British colonies to send observers to planned July elections. A joint Inspector's General report to the U.S. Congress said little progress has been made against the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan, the Associated Press Sagar Magani reports.
The report released by the Pentagon says the Taliban continue holding territory and launching devastating attacks around Afghanistan. The report does note Afghan forces are getting better, but says their numbers continue declining. The Trump administration launched a new war strategy last year aimed at forcing the Taliban into peace talks. The report says there's little publicly available evidence that it's working. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Several dozen Afghan security personnel have died in several days of heavy fighting with the Taliban in some districts of Ghazni province. That's in eastern Afghanistan. A Ghazni province official said Tuesday that the Taliban have managed to take control of two districts after fierce fighting last night. The official said that 20 police personnel, including the district police chief and the police reserve force commander, died in the fighting. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.